Chapter 2. Catherine Meets Morris. Before Catherine and Aunt Lavinia went to the party, Dr. Sloper said to them, "Have a good time. I'll join you later when I've finished my work." Very soon after they arrived at Aunt Elizabeth's house, Marion, Catherine's cousin, came to talk to her. She brought with her a tall young man. "Catherine, let me introduce you to Morris Townsend. He really wants to meet you. He's my fiancé's cousin." Marion continued to talk about Morris Townsend, but Catherine found it difficult to listen because she was thinking, "Marion is so relaxed and good with words, and Mr. Townsend is so handsome." Then Marion left Catherine and Mr. Townsend alone suddenly, and Catherine did not know what to say to him. Luckily, he began to talk immediately, with an easy smile. "What a wonderful party! What a beautiful house! What an interesting family! And your cousin Marion is very pretty." He looked straight into Catherine's eyes as he talked. She did not answer him. She only listened and looked at him. He continued talking in the same relaxed way. Then, when the music started again, he asked her to dance. She stayed silent, but he just put his arm round her and took her to dance. After a few minutes, she could feel that her face was red. He noticed and said, "Let's stop dancing. Let's just sit and talk for a while." They sat down together on a little sofa. The rooms were full of people, but they had their backs to Catherine and Mr. Townsend, so they were not watching them. The two young people could speak privately. Mr. Townsend started talking again, and Catherine watched him. "He's very clever, and he looks like the young men in pictures," she thought. "He's tall and slim, but he looks very strong."
"I was born in New York," he said, "but I haven't lived here for a long time. For many years, I've traveled to different parts of the world. I only came back a month or two ago. New York is very pleasant, but I feel alone here."
He moved closer to Catherine and smiled at her. "People forget you." Catherine thought, "How can anyone forget you?" Suddenly, Marion came toward them.
"Oh, you two are still talking," she said loudly, and everyone turned to look at them.
Catherine blushed. Marion continued,
"Morris, please go and talk to my mother. She wants to introduce you to father."
"We will meet again," he said to Catherine as he left her.
Marion and Catherine walked round the room together, and Marion said, smiling,
"You like Morris, don't you?"
"Oh, I don't know," answered Catherine. It was her first ever lie.
"I'll tell him that you said that," cried Marion. "It will be good for him because he's very conceited."
"He's conceited?"
"Yes, that's what Arthur says," answered Marion.
Arthur Townsend was Marion's fiancé. Half an hour later, Catherine saw Aunt Lavinia sitting in a window seat, and there was a man talking to her. He had his back to Catherine, but she knew immediately that it was Morris Townsend. As they talked, Aunt Lavinia was smiling and laughing.
"She likes him too.
thought Catherine, and she was pleased. One of Catherine's boy cousins asked her to dance, and she did not go red this time. When the dance was finished, her father appeared in front of her.
"You look wonderful in that dress," he said, but he was being sarcastic. "You look very rich, my dear."
Catherine was always pleased every time her father talked to her, but this evening she heard his sarcastic voice and was worried that he was not pleased with her. She thought, "Maybe I shouldn't wear this dress again. I don't think that father likes it."
"Have you enjoyed the party?"
Catherine hesitated a moment and then answered, "I'm very tired." This was her second lie. She was not tired at all. In the carriage, as they drove home, Catherine was silent. So, to her father, she did seem tired. Dr. Sloper said to Aunt Lavinia, in the same sarcastic way he spoke to Catherine,
"Who was that young man who was in love with you, sister? He didn't want to leave you. He talked to you for half an hour."
"He wasn't interested in me," said Aunt Lavinia. "He was talking to me about Catherine."
"So he is in love with my beautiful daughter?" said Dr. Sloper, smiling.
"I don't know that, but he liked her dress."
"The dress looks expensive, so he thinks that Catherine is very rich."
"He doesn't think about money. He's much too respectful for that," answered Aunt Lavinia.
"Everyone thinks about money."
"He doesn't,"
Catherine cried suddenly before she could stop herself.
"I thought that you were asleep," her father said.
"The time has come," he thought. "Lavinia is going to persuade Catherine to fall in love with this man. Poor girl."
Then he said to the women,
"What is this man's name?"
"I didn't ask him," Aunt Lavinia said. "Catherine, do you know his name?"
"No, I don't," Catherine replied very softly, and her father believed her. But Aunt Lavinia was also not completely honest with Dr. Sloper. During the party, she invited Morris Townsend to their house, but she did not tell her brother about this. 3 or 4 days later, Morris Townsend came to Washington Square with his cousin Arthur Townsend. Dr. Sloper was not at home. Arthur sat with Catherine, and Morris sat with Aunt Lavinia.
"Why is he sitting with my aunt?" Catherine thought.
Arthur talked a little about himself and Marion, and then he looked at Morris on the sofa and said,
"My cousin wants to know everyone, and most people like him because he's so charming."
"Will he stay in New York?" Catherine asked.
"He will stay if he can find a job here. At the moment, he can't find one."
"Maybe he can work for his father."
"He doesn't have a father. He only has a sister."
Then Arthur turned to Morris and said, laughing,
"We're talking about you."
Morris looked at him and replied, "We were not talking about you, cousin. But we were talking about Miss Sloper." Catherine was very happy to hear that, but she was also embarrassed. Morris was looking at her and smiling. He said to her,
I'm sorry that I haven't spoken to you, because that is why I came tonight.
Catherine blushed, and he continued, But I will come another time.
As the men left, Aunt Lavinia said to Morris with a secret smile, I will tell Catherine what you said.
After they left, she told Catherine, Let me tell you a great secret. Morris is very, very interested in you.
Catherine was surprised. But he doesn't know me.
Yes, he does. I've told him all about you.
Oh, Aunt Lavinia, cried Catherine, embarrassed again. What's wrong? I know that you like him.
Oh, Aunt Lavinia, Catherine said again.
It was true. Catherine did like Morris. But it is not true that he is interested in me, she thought. My aunt likes sentimental love stories too much.
Aunt Lavinia was not jealous of her niece, and she was very happy with her husband before he died. But she thought, I would like to have a husband like Morris Townsend. He's so charming.